believe in giving Satan any glory whatsoever. I don't believe that you should be giving Satan any victory whatsoever. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. Come on. And even though it's under the law or the ways of the law or life or even in your employment, because you know when you're employed by an employer, you have duties, you have fulfillment, and you don't have to do none of that if you choose not to. Come on, how many agree? But we do things based on what we believe, say we, because it ain't no devil. It's between you and the inner man that you have, because you have an inner man. Come on, you have a soul, you have a body, but you have a soul, but there's an inner man. It's called your spirit man. Without that spirit man, you're dead. Come on. Hello, somebody. It's been proven. They've actually had weights. In the medical field, they've seen the weights that the body left so much of a fraction. Something happened when that person passed away. Well, that's what's good. That's what leaves this earth and goes to the heavens. And that time, and I'm not going to argue with those that believe we go straight to heaven, we're going to live with Jesus right there. I'm not going to argue that, because the Bible says it in two different ways, but you have to learn to take what God says and for what's his word. But meanwhile, we're not there, we're here, and we gotta face what's today may challenge. Thank God for the sun. Come on, it's a nice sunny morning, amen. Hello, the grasses are, everything's going to look green. And then when June, July comes, you're going to be upset because everything's going to dry up. Now now we're in fire season. Right now we're in a great season. Come on, say amen, somebody. But no matter what season, we got to come to a place that I believe the Lord is saying about aligning. Because this is what he wants. He wanted this from the beginning of the year. He wants it to the end of this year for the begin, if God wills, another year to come. But you have been designed to go from faith to faith to faith. You have been designed to go from glory to glory to glory. You have been designed to go from precept to precept to precept. The problem we have is that's a design by Almighty God. And as we are in that moment of time, because how many know that yesterday, you know what you all did, right? I've been forgetting some of the things I did yesterday. What did I do yesterday? Come on. That has nothing to do with age. Most of you will say, oh, you're just getting old. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus right now. And I put you under my foot. But I have a brain that doesn't stop. I'm working, but it's thinking. Hello, somebody. I tell it and I speak to it and I say, God, tell it to behave. Because sometimes you lose sight of what we're doing while we're doing what we're doing. Agree? Come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. That's why they made that the commercial with the ever-ready batteries, because they don't run low. That's a lie. Don't believe that. Batteries are batteries, but ours don't run. And I understand that because we have the mind of Christ. And when you have the mind of Christ, he doesn't rest. Hello, somebody? He's always on the move. And I've learned that you got to move as he's moving. So when he's doing things, he's even when he wasn't doing things, when you read the Gospels, he was always involved with something. He couldn't even get away for a moment because people were looking for him. Hello, come on. If it wasn't people, you know, he had an enemy. Like you and I have, we have an enemy. Meanwhile, where we're at, you have to understand the mind of Christ is on us. It's in us, on us. And we got to learn how to operate in it. We have to learn how to, we're the Church of Scientology, right? What is their motto? Mind over. Well, it's my mind and you don't matter. That's what it really is. And it's not mind over matter. It's not. The truth behind it is, how do we discipline what God gives for us to put in a disciplined time, because we are in a time. And this morning, because we're Gentile, he expects us to be in worship this morning. He expects us to be in praise this morning. He's expecting us to come to his house because he's designed it like that. Hello? And if you don't believe me, read the prior covenant. It's not the old covenant. It's the prior covenant. Hasn't been replaced. Just been renewed. Renamed, new covenant. This is what I expect with this now. The shadow is now to what we do walk in him. And I know that we have to learn to confront the inner divisions. And the Gospel of Mark is going to tell us this on the 11th chapter. So we are recording because we stepped in a new year already. How many agree? It's already 2 months. You're laughing that I said Christmas. I only say these things, of course, to make you laugh. But I'm on top of it already because my mind is on in December. Do you understand my mind? We're already talking about May, what for you to do, get ready for, right? We discuss these things in our meetings and we look forward to doing and keeping, because we're going to keep you busy. Because we know that when you're not busy, it could be dangerous. What are you doing when you're not busy? Come on, what is your mind? What is your mind speaking? Because it's constantly speaking. Come on. It's constantly thinking, but it's speaking. And when you know better sometimes what your thoughts are, then you start to speak. And then what you're speaking then becomes an action. And you got to be careful. Come on. If it's not what God has called you to be, you know, and some, you know, like some of us, like at one time, I'm going to tell you as we get into the book of the Gospel of Mark, I'm going to tell you, one time we had a gentleman, and how many know we help each other out in this church? I have taught that we're here for you, you're here for us. I've taught that all my life of ministry. And then we've had those that, you know, have helped us. And then it came to a time where one needed our help, but he didn't ask for it. How many know you need to ask sometime? How many, come on, somebody. There's times you don't have to ask us to do what you think should be done because we've already thought of that for you, you know, and that will run its course. But there's times that you need to come and ask of us. Hello. But you're no different than this one I'm speaking about years ago in our ministries when we were in the city of Haydn. You know, he was always available, always assisting, always there, always wanting, willing. Sound familiar? That's the way you should be, wanting and willing. And it came a time that it was his turn that needed assistance. And that was to move, because he had to move. And he's been talking about had to move and move. I said, okay, when you're ready, let us, what? Let us know, because we'll get the men. Because I mean, no, one thing about our church, when we get together, we get together. Not just to eat. When we call work day, those guys were out there working. Come on. When they call Women's Day, they're out here doing what they're doing. Come on. This Friday night is prayer night, but it's actually fellowship night. It's dinner night with the ladies. Come on. I love that they pray and enjoy. That they deserve that. Come on. I'm praying for them, and, you know, I can join them. And my wife always, I said, no, man, that's your time with them. Spend time with these ladies, you know, and don't worry about me. I'm going to take care of myself. Come on, say amen. I'm a big boy. I don't mind my quiet time, you know, and I just want them to do whatever. But this gentleman, when it came time for him, he didn't ask for help. And then he walked in the fence right after that. And then he left the church. And he was with me for years, right next to me for years. In fact, he was my armor bearer at one time. I didn't ask for one, but God sent me one. He was there for us no matter what. He put my Bible up there. I said, I can carry my own Bible, but you know, okay, God, you sent them. They're biblical. You know, they're in the prior covenant. Okay, thank you. But because he was offended and he left. And so when I talked to him, I said, what happened? You didn't let us know. And this is where religious spirits come in. You don't know religion spirits could talk to you all day long if you're not careful. He came, he says, well, if you were in prayer, you would have known. Sound familiar? Some of you might think like that. Well, if you're in prayer, you should know. Well, you know what? In prayer, God knows. But oftentimes, you have a position that if you needed the assistance, why didn't you tell us? And when he said that to me, of course, I'm human. You know what? I said, I'm glad you're not in my church no more. In fact, I would have kicked you out for saying that. I didn't do that. That was just a thought. Okay. But where does your thoughts come from? What we got to deal with. We got to deal with confronting my inner self. Because you have what's called a memory bank inside. And that memory bank, especially in you women, wow. We forget. Come on, men. Back me up. We forget a lot. Women, no way. 30 years, you remember? I said, oh my God, 30 years ago? I don't remember yesterday. But they can remember. How many know about that little elephant brain? Come on. But we got to deal with what we all got to deal with, even if we don't have that kind of memory like female has. We all have to deal with what Mark chapter 11, starting with verse 22, but our text is 23. King James Version says, and Jesus answering says unto them, oh, stop right there for a minute. Look up here. Aren't you glad that Jesus is answering? See, you don't realize that when you ask, he will answer you. The problem is you may not like the answer. And I've dealt with that when I've seen where God said no and they did it. Don't get mad at me because you wanted a yes. Don't ask me if you want to know what thus saith the Lord. Because I am not going to answer because I got my own mind. Come on, say amen. I know what I like and I know what I don't like. Hello. Did you know I don't like fish of any kind? So don't think I'm going to ever feed you fish in this church. Don't think you're going to come and have lobster here. Come on, hello, somebody. Don't think that you're going to come in here and I'm going to give you some shrimp on the barbie. Hello. Because I'm not a person that eats anything that comes out of the water. Number one reason, and I serve a healer. I cannot hold it down. For whatever reasons. And I thank God today because it is not the best food for you any longer. It's full of mercury, number one. And number two, it's full of plastics now because we're dumping all our plastics in the ocean. We're being deceived. They're not recycling it for, you know, to recycle it and they're going to reproduce it. They're bundling it up and they're taking it to the depths of the ocean and they're dropping them off in there. Because where do our sewers go to? Anybody know? All sewers around our coastline. Where do you think all those sewer lines are going to? They're going to the ocean. Hello? Have you seen all the turmoils we have when something goes wrong in our beaches? You can't come in. Why? Because there was sewage spill. How did it spill? Hello? They're facing that in Washington right now, all the way from Maryland to Washington, D.C. Now it's the president's fault because they had a sewage spill in Maryland. Come on, say amen. Well, we didn't have to go potty, we wouldn't have that problem, right? But we have to go to potty and there it is. But things happen because man-made. And anything man makes, it has flaws. Come on, help me here. But what God has designed and made for us, just like that gentleman, just like you, you know, we got it. We're in a place that, on verse 22 again, chapter 11, Gospel of Mark says, and Jesus answered, says unto them, who's them? Whoever's right there listening. Not just you, just whoever's around you. Have what? Faith in whom? All right. Now here comes our text before we go any further. Verse 23. This is our text. For verily I say unto you, you're reading in the New King James Version, I see, that whosoever, wait, stop right there. Whosoever. Who is he talking to? He's talking to anyone. Say anyone. Because you have people who are not in Christianity talk to God. Islam's talking to somebody. Hello. Mormonism is talking to somebody. Judaism is talking to somebody. Jehovah Witnesses are talking to somebody. Even the Buddhists are talking to somebody. Hello. Right? Prior to that, he said, have faith in who? Okay, so verily I say unto you that whosoever, so you're not the only ones. Say, we are not the only ones that can talk to God. Doesn't mean he's listening. Watch this. You say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast unto the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We need interpretation, Father. We don't need our interpretation. We need to know not what the American writers wrote, not what the English wrote, rather. We need to know what the Holy Spirit of the living God wrote, that we can live, do, walk, and fulfill what is your will as Christians, my God. So we're believing in what you have sent us, called the Holy Spirit, who's going to teach us all things, Father. Part of the Comforter's work, that we can receive what is needful and what we need, that we can walk in this journey and make it, Father. And we believe this in Jesus' name, and we say amen. The problem is that Jesus right here, he gave us a profound answer. Why? Because they were asking him questions. If you read the prior, it was about the fig tree. How many know about the fig tree? The fig tree was blossoming. Come on, but it was giving no fruit. Now, whether it was seasonal at that time, most likely it wasn't, because we know our God. He knows all things. How many agree? How many know he knows all things? So if you know the storyline of the fig tree above where we're reading, you're going to find out it's all because of a fig tree being and becoming what Jesus spoke. And how many know that? Whatever Jesus spoke, you got to be careful. Because then, why? Because it's whatever he says. It's crazy. But what we're seeing here is that he gives us a profound answer, we call it. Now, profound, what does that mean? What does it mean that whatever we ask for, what does that mean that it shall come to me? What does it mean there on the New King James Version? I say unto this mountain, what is the mountain there? Because in our mindsets, what are you seeing? The snowy mountains, right? But that's not what he was actually speaking. He was using it as an example, because where they were at, there wasn't a whole lot of mountain area there. It was flat. How many know what flat means? It was flat land. And so he's using this as an illustration, because that's our God. He speaks in parables. Say parables. Stories. He loves to tell stories, because not everybody's going to understand what he says. And that's just like today. Not everybody's going to understand what he's telling us, especially what's happening in the 2026 year that we're in. Here he's saying, here is what he's trying to get us to focus, and this is where we're going to ask you to focus. What should be the main focus right here? What's the main word that we should be focusing on this scripture of chapter 11, verse 23? And most of us keep looking at whatever we ask, we shall receive. And that's not what the focus is. The focus is who has no doubt. Say doubt. That's what the focus was. Because when we don't understand this world doubt, because the word translated doubt is very simple. In fact, let me get it for you from the Hebrew aspect. It means to separate. It means to make distinction. It means to discriminate. It means to prefer. Oh my God. And it keeps going on, because the definitions from Hebrew to these words in America that we try to use in English, they're so different in time. So to separate. What? Doubt means to separate. What do you mean separate? Well, it's going to go a little further. It's going to also say from withdraw. And it keeps going to go to oppose. It's going to go out to not to judge. What? See the words? It's got to be known and how to apply it correctly. And at this point, he's speaking to us. He's speaking right here. He's saying, don't, it does not mean like we would like it to mean. It means at a point that this shouldn't be intellectual curiosity. He did not ask us to be curious. Because how many know what curiosity does? Hey, what? The old saying? I've not seen a cat get killed by that, but okay. If that's what you believe, curiosity kills the cat. It does not. He's an animal. You don't know what they're thinking. Hello. And if you know the difference between that and a tiger, there's no difference except size. It's still a cat. And if curiosity is going to kill the cat, what's it going to do to us? But it's not a design that he said of you that are curious in your heart. That's not what he said. He said about doubt. He's saying about what do you need to be dealt with? What is it he's trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us a deeper meaning now to come in, to be careful, because we got to confront my inner divisions. What is causing a division between what God is telling you to receive and walk in to what your mind and heart is telling you in the natural sense to walk in, because that's your battle. Your greatest battles are for within, say within. We know there's many written books out there. There are many statements that are said. There are many messages that have been preached about your greatest battle is the battlefield of the mind. But people don't realize the mind, everything starts from the heart. This is why God comes after the heart. Say amen, somebody. That's why he put it so intently that without it, we don't have life. Come on. You know, we like to say we have life more abundantly. What does that mean? That means my heart, not my mind, not my will, not my position, but my heart has something that I'm going to have an abundant life. An abundant life to us is separate than what God means, because you don't need more money, honey. More money, honey, means we'll spend more. And when you spend more, that means I need to get more, because it will never be satisfied. Because when is it that we'll be satisfied? You know, all through my years, well, we don't have a church. We're in the park. We get a building. Well, it's too far. It's too hot. It's too cold. The things we have battled, no parking lot. That was one I battled, small parking lot. You know, our shoes are getting dirty, you know. And I said, oh, my God. You know, but when is it enough? Well, here we are. When is this building going to be enough? When are we going to be able to do what God says with this building compared to the last building? But what we're going to be challenged with this year is that we can have a successful year? Because how many know you've been called to success? See, wait, what do you mean? I'm not a prosperity teacher. I'm a believer of prosperity. I believe in the way that God has described prosperity. See, I'm one that has learned to obey what the book of Proverbs speaks about the ant. Because there's either you're an ant or you're a sluggard. There's no in between. That's what he's going to tell you when it comes to prosperity, when it comes to your money. Hello, somebody. He says, either you're going to be the ant or the sluggard. The sluggard, you know, the snail, he's slow and slow, right? He's just taking life as it comes. Dum, diddy, dum, right? And then he gets squashed. Or you put salt, what happens? They bubble. They bubble. Why do they bubble? Come on, say amen. But the Bible describes this in the book of Proverbs about being the ant. The ant knows how to be diligent. It knows how to continue. And when it receives, it puts away for later. He puts some here for now. And he goes about his day. Come on. He doesn't cease. But if you watch in the seasons, you don't see them out in the rain. Hello? You see them out in the sun, right? Because there's a time. Ecclesiastes says there's a time for what? Everything. So as we're dealing with this word, the key word is that if we do not doubt, hello, doubt, hello, I'm dealing with your heart right now. I'm dealing with God is asking us to deal with this morning, because when March comes, we got some new messages coming alive. And I'm going to see if you have been paying attention, because your fruit will show us that. Hello. He cursed the fig tree only for a storyline for us and them. More for us, because they didn't understand what we have. They don't have a Bible like you have. They don't have the Word of God broken down in 100 million versions. They didn't have dictionaries. Hello, somebody. They don't have what you and I have. This message and these writings are for us today more than it was for them. They didn't have the luxuries of coming together, walking into a sanctuary with Bibles in their hand. They didn't have that kind of luxury to go home and be able to, stay home and turn on the television and watch your YouTube preacher. They didn't have that luxury. But they made it. They lived accordingly. They stood by, and no matter what they faced, they were able to face it without what we have. We have it all, and we can't make it. We have prayer lines. We have commentaries. We have study guides. We got call a prayer, dial a prayer. How many agree? We can dial a prayer. We call many people. Every church has a website nowadays, right? You can put it on there. Pray for us, right? They didn't have none of that luxury. And we still can't make it. We still can't live like the God we serve asks us to. He asks us to be a light. He asks you to be salt. And that salt should have flavor. Salt preserves. Come on, you. And this is what it's so important that what we said about the children. The children have always been watching. They're still watching us. And my greatest hope is that my kids, when God comes to take me home, that they're going to remember that I was faithful to God. Not to them, not to her, but I was faithful to God. Because being faithful to God will take care of all that. Hello? That will come with being faithful to God. But you got to be careful, because you got to confront the divisions that are in our hearts more than ever. And you know what? God is not, well, understanding what they were seeing, as you're reading the scriptures, right? They're looking at what is the big deal, Jesus? It's not fruitful time. And it wasn't about the fruit. It was about the time. Because he had to deal with them in a different way, in a different manner. Because, you know, they were going to be changed from a religious way to a way of freedom. Unfortunately, our freedom will sometimes put us back in a religious manner. Hello, and that's what we're going to do next week. That's what we're going to bring up next week, using the book of Genesis. But here we are, and here they because if you read 24, they're marveled, and you more, they marvel. They marvel like, even they obey. But he said to us, as he said to them, if you have faith and don't doubt, don't struggle, don't discuss, don't challenge, don't do what most people do. The Ben Franklin, the best of the positive and the best of the negatives. Don't do that. That's not what faith is. That's the vision of the heart. Because when God speaks, how many know? Everybody listens. Except his people. In the beginning, what he spoke to the earth, and what did he say to the earth? What did he say to the earth? It was flooded, right? It was nothing but water. He spoke it at one time. He says, what? Divide yourself, water to land. And what did it do? It divided itself. Why? Because he spoke. And I mean, you know, when he speaks, and it's you that's being the voice, it should be listening. Hello. Did he not say, rise up? Didn't he say this? Put me this creature. And there it was. People don't see the depths of what God speaks and the depths of how life has come. Because confusion has crept in. And when confusion creeps in, how many know confusion is not from God? You know, did you know God is yes or no? Or wait. He's not a maybe God. Well, let's see about this maybe. It's yes on this side. No. But if you're in the middle, that's the heart. You hate this part. Wait. Wait. No, we don't have time. Wait. And you don't realize that waiting period of time, it could be years. And you forget. That's why we heard, watch what you ask for. Because when it comes to pass, it was I that asked, right? And basically, he was trying to teach a faith movement, a faith teaching. He was trying to tell them, if you have faith, no, if, not that you did, if you do, this is what will happen. If you don't doubt. And if you, that means if you don't start the struggles that are continue happening. Hello? He says, and at this point, you can say that to this challenge in your life, because that's what the mountain is. How many know you all have mountains? Huh? Some of you make. Have you always? Here's the saying: you say you make an anthill to a molehill. The hill's this big of a hill. How many seen the anthill? How many of you have seen an anthill? A real anthill is only about this big. Well, an inch, maybe 2 inches. How many have seen a gopher hole out here? Molehill. Have you seen a mole versus a gopher? They're the same family. Hello. Have you seen the difference? Some of them are smaller. Some are huge. Oftentimes. And you know you've done this, because I have done that. We made the challenge is harder, bigger than it is. Hello? We heard the couple, right? They're up here. Their child is doing this. What happened? They had to deal with what the inner man was telling them. And we just went in there to agree with what thus saith the Lord. And we heard it from the doctors. What I believe is, because kids are growing so quickly, they're catching up. Come on. They're catching up. And so he's teaching them about faith. How many know that you have faith this morning? Well, watch this. The tree was full of fig leaves. So what does that tell you? What would you think? Well, how would you think if you see your tree all full of leaves? Right? What would you think? In your mindset, what would you think? It's full of what? Motive, activity, right? Tree's doing well because it's full of leaves. How many know that's a good sign? Come on, somebody help me here. The appearance is right. Unfortunately, it was barren of something. What was missing? The sign of fruit. Not that the fruit is a sign. How many know that right now signs are being given in our fruit trees? I have an orange tree. Come on. My oranges are ready to be picked. It's a navel tree. But I already seen the new little buds coming out for the ones that are going to replace. So what is it telling me? Huh? It's about to change. Pick your fruit, Albert. Come on, say amen. I'm watching, it's real nice. And I got the sweetest oranges, I'm telling you right now. But what is it telling us, right? We see it's full of activity. We see that it's full of motion. However, the appearance is right, but it's barren. Leaves everywhere. I look around, there's leaves everywhere. Now, I'd be concerned if my fruit that's ready to get picked didn't have budding for the next season to start. Because it usually starts in March to April. How many know we can discern the times and seasons? How many know he's coming? You better design that. You better desire that. Come on. But what's happening is, you know, and I'm going to change it up a little bit here because of doubt. You know, the things that you struggle with. You know, just because it looks good doesn't mean it's good. Have you heard that? Huh? Put that on your refrigerator. Come on, somebody. Come on. But one thing what we have to be dealing with and what we're going to deal with in reading the scripture, what we have to understand that when we're walking this walk, many of you crossed over what we told you not to cross over with you. Many of you put things on that cross as things that you're asking God to help you with. And how many know that he's started helping you? By the moment you went up there but put it up, you were already in motion. Because you know that's called, you already have faith. He already put faith in us. Why? Because why would you go put a note on a piece of wood that looks like a cross? Say amen, somebody. Why would you do that? Because that was your faith being stirred up by the Spirit of God in you. Because your God already began to already know what you're asking of before you even ask of. And he began to move on you. But now he's asking, did you believe what you wrote and put it and gave to me on my cross that I brought victory already in? See, we all been given a measure of faith. Say amen, somebody. But now he wants that measure of faith to grow. He wants it where you can walk on water if necessary. If necessary. I can guarantee you he's not going to ask you to walk on water. But if necessary, you will walk on water. And if you take that and bring it to realization, walk on water means walk in his word, because water represents his word. And where his word represents water. So he's telling you, walk on his word. Believe what he says to you. Put it in action, because he can't force you to do what he's asking you to do. He's not a dictator. You're going to hear that throughout time. He will not force you, even though I wish he would. Come on. There's time I said, force me, God. I know I'm asking for something I can't do. For you to do, you already gave me the position to do it. Even though it may look impossible, how many know that's when he's going to work the best for us, when it looks impossible? And this is what he's trying to tell us about. Have not doubt. You can do this. You need to say, I can do this, Lord. Why? Because Philippians, the writer Paul, the apostle, says, I can do what? No, you don't believe that. We can do some things, God. No, Paul the Apostle said, we can do all, emphasize all things. Through who? But you got to line it up with what Paul was lining up, through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, right? All things that are in Christ. Right? He shall supply all my needs according to his riches of glory. Not my wants. He's not going to answer your wants. As you strive and you press in and you walk toward what he's given us this day to walk in, this is amazing right here. This is amazing. Because we struggle with doubts. Amen, somebody. We question his intellectual. We question his honesty. We question God when it should be God questioning us. Hello? You know, we'll believe a man more before we believe God. Hello? The world is flat. It's not round. Come on. Even though from space, they shoot all these pictures and it's round, but no, the world is flat. You got people following the flat world. I'm going to stick to the round. But it's spinning. It's spinning so fast that we can't feel it. Come on. Science is science. I leave that for science. Come on, somebody. But I know it's my God that created this world. Hello, and I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Understand that statement? I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. This is not my destiny. My destiny, I'm here, but I'm a pilgrim passing by, and I need to learn to trust this. And he told me I can say to no matter what's coming against us, if you have faith in your heart and you don't doubt, don't be deceived, don't let it be lied to, don't do not cause it to think different than what God said. If God said, I can, you should. Come on. But you're going to believe. God said, you are what? Healed. Doctor says you're dying. Who are you going to believe? I'm not going to ask you to answer that because I don't want you to go to a position. Then I have to come pray for you. Because my prayer is just going to agree with what you agree with. I've seen God raise him from the dead, Beth. And I have to agree because you don't want to live no more. I have to agree with those. You don't want to be in this world no more. I had to agree that with my own pastor. Today I would have fought him. I shouldn't have agreed with him. I understand why, but it wasn't a reason why because God wasn't through with him yet. Hello, you're not getting this, are you? Help me understand about that tree. Full of leaves, right? Full of ambition, right? Full of ability. Hello, it's doing what it's called for. Its branches are growing, right? But why is it growing if there's no fruit? Why is it not producing as it should, but it's still growing? Hello? It's because we have to understand that right now, a tree will grow strong, not because it reaches everywhere, branching, because there's only one reason. The roots go deep. Hello, are you here? Come on. And it doesn't go ever. They go deep straight down. That's why he tells you to be rooted by the river, the water. Psalms 1. Blessed are you. Come on, say I. I'm called to be blessed. But I must be planted by the river, where my leaves will never wither and my fruit will always remain. But because he's rooted, you know, these trees, if we don't water them, they're going to go get the water from somewhere else. Because it not only is going to go dip, he's got those that, okay, go get the water. It's going to go rob over there. We watch it all the time. Say amen. I said, I don't water that tree. And it's growing huge. It's grabbing the waters from over here. That's the tree that the grass is being watered with. Are you listening, church? So this is a prophetic picture that we got to see for this whole year, your whole life, that you understand that you're going to be able to do all these things. I can do all things through Christ. If I do not doubt, do not war, do not waver within myself. Because what God has been doing and is doing, he's healing divided hearts. Because his heart, he's not divided. So we are. He's one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is not three. It's one. Come on. And those three and one live in us and has made us one with him. Why? Because we're his creation. He looked down and he made us. And he knows exactly how we look. Hello, wait till you see next week. Wait You need to come. Tell somebody to come because I got something coming for us. Amen. Hello. I keep telling you, say amen, because I want you to agree. Because if I can get you to agree, then you're agreeing with God's word, not my word. And if you're agreeing with God's word, your life will be wonderful, but you got to deal with what shouldn't be dealt with no longer. As we're looking at this scripture, as I keep looking, I said, oh my God. The reason why we're not in the faith we should be in, it's not that we're lacking faith, it's that faith cannot operate. It's because we're carrying, here's what's going to get us now. We're carrying unresolved disappointment from past seasons. Are you listening? Promise delayed. Prayers unanswered. And hope they learn to whisper instead of declare. But God is saying, this is not the time that you walk with a split heart. He came to make us whole. He resurrected for wholeness, fullness. Come on, are you with me? This is the time that he's going to unify your heart to where it should be. Hello, that your mind can get connected and not do what it shouldn't be doing. How many know that you deal with thoughts? And I'm going to tell you what, God is not asking you to pretend either. He doesn't, fake it till they make it. I rebuke those words. You're not going to fake it to make it. You're not fooling nobody. Hello, either you are or you're not. Yes or no? Are you saved or not? Yes or no? Then do what saved people are supposed to do. If I'm a Christian or not, am I? Am I a Christian this morning and then I'm not going to be a Christian the rest of the week? It's not going to happen like that. Either I am or I'm not. Say amen, somebody. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. Doesn't mean you're not going to always do what's right. That's why we have the escape clause. We have that confession in asking for forgiveness and he'll forgive us, right? Because that's our clause. It's an escape. Thank you, Jesus, because I mean, we make mistakes because we're not always thinking right. The ever-ready battery upside. Sometimes goes too fast. Come on. When you're supposed to love, you want to kill. How many know what I just said? Come on. When you're supposed to love, you want to hate. It shouldn't be like that. Either you love or you hate. You can't have both. This is not a love-hate relationship with you might think of it in the human. Stop listening to the music. Love, hate. Stop listening to that lie. Either you love him or you don't. And if you're going to love your God like he says, love me, then you got to love people that I love. And he loves people. Thank God he loves us. We're people he loves. Amen. He loves everybody out there. But not everybody loves him. And you got to accept that. Not everybody's going to love him. Accept that, but he still loves them. No matter what. And we're going to prove that next week to you. But here we are, we're coming down, we're winding down now. Let's go to the book of Psalms real quick. Because I told you about a healed heart, right? I'm talking about 86 Psalm. There's a lot of Psalms. How many know what Psalms is? How many know what it is? They're songs, that's right. Everything that you read in Psalms is something that was read. No, it was sung. 86. And this is the way it goes. Just using it as illustration. Verse number 2 is, preserve my soul. He goes, preserve my soul, for I am holy. Can you say that? Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Your mind will never let you receive that. Your mind will never say you are holy. Your enemy is going to say and bring everything you've ever done wrong when he has no right to, because you don't realize you have the ability to cast down, according to the book of Corinthians, all imaginations, all images, all reasonings, all words that try to come against the knowledge of Christ. And he says, I am holy, for thou, oh my God, save thy servant that trust in thee. He's singing to God. So all Psalms are a song, and you got to learn how to sing it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Verse number 11 is our text. It says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I walk in thy truth. Unite my heart. to fear thy name. Are you listening? Teach me. What is that? Teach me your ways, God. When's the last time you asked him, he's singing, teach me, oh Lord. I don't care how you fry. You want to wrap it. Yo, Lord God, my God. Come on. Is that what you want? Or you want to do it oldie style? Go for it. Go for it. Say, you are my Lord. If you want to be a punk rocker, good luck. You want to be the heavy metal worker? Teach me why. Teach me thy way, Lord. Teach me, oh Lord. I will ask, oh Lord, the truth of my peace. What did you just say? However, you do what you think you need to do, long as you understand what you just said. Come on. I'd rather do it the way it says, teach me thy ways, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Right? And in my heart, I should need to fear you. Reverence. It means I'm not afraid of God. He wants you to reverence who he is. He's the Most High. There is nothing greater than him. He's the creator of the heavens, the earth, and in between. So how you have to put this, that you would ask the Lord to do it? Do it. Just do it. Whatever makes you happy, be careful, just as long as you're doing it what God says to do it and how he says to do it. However you want to sing it, it's your choice. You'll sing in a different language, go for it. But at this point, this year, God's going to unify hearts. This year, he's not ignoring your pain. You think, no, he's not. He's dealing with your pain of past, your difficulties, your upsets. We all have that in our hearts somewhere. Say amen, somebody. We all have to be challenged with broken hearts. No matter what age, brokenness that has to be dealt with, we all have this. And we all have a disappointment time somewhere. God got the blame, but he's not the responsible party. He's the one that's trying to recorrect what was stolen from you that should have never been there. But sometimes life is what life has to be. But he's telling us, teach me, God. He's telling us, don't pretend. Nike, no. Just do it, yes. Come on, church, because that's just who we are. But faith is going to have to do what a train does. How many know that a train is not a vehicle? How many know that a train is not even an airplane? Not even a motorcycle, or bicycle. How many know what a train is? It's a locomotive, but it only goes where the track allows it to go. If it comes off track, it's called derailment. It crashes, say amen. But that train doesn't go nowhere except where it's track rooted. You getting this now? The Lord has set you a path. He has set you a map way. He has sent you words, encouraging words. He has sent you interpretations. He's given you the ability to call things that are not as though they are. He's given you all that you have if you would not doubt in your heart. Come on, are you here? And so as it's moving, that locomotive is moving, right? It doesn't move by anybody. Nobody's steering it. Have you realized that? It's on track going by itself. The conductor's just making sure that everything's being obeyed. The signals that is coming, right? Everything's still like it's supposed to be, like whatever the temperature is for that motor. Hello, but he's not steering. It'll take off. It'll go. Come on. And it'll have a lot with it. Or sometimes it's just by itself. Say amen. The problem we have is even though there's no one steering that seems like our lives. Did you know no one has to direct the ant? It just does what it's called to do. You ever seen the ants? Have you seen the ones that are out searching? Right? What do? You're so brave, you squash it. You're big and brave. Well, you need to do that to your enemy, Satan, because God defeated him for you. He disarmed him for you. You need to look at him as that big, bad person you are, and look at him as an ant, but not in a bad way, because the ant is a good thing for us. It's teaching us. Say amen. Nobody's telling the ant what to do. It does it. It gets up and it goes. Say amen. Nobody had to force him to go. It gets up and is ready, ready, willing, and does. And that's who we should be. Hello. But the reason that train will reach its destination, it stays on track. Are you on track this morning? Are you rooted? Are you the one that has heard from the will of God to do the will of God? But I want you to know that today's believers, and so this is you now, listen. Today's believer, you have passion. Today's believer, have prayer. Today, they have giftings. But guess what? There's no momentum. I'm asking God to stir your gifts up. I'm asking God, bring your talents up. Hello? The world does it. Why shouldn't God's people do it? I'm asking Him to stir those things because there's no momentum. We're just dum-diddy-dum and dum-diddy-dum. No. We all have what God has given us. And I'm asking Him that He burn that in us. Get you back on track. Hello? Because if He doesn't do this, you're going to remain. And this is us in closing now with this verse. Good Gospel of James. Chapter 1. Today I want you to know something. As I close you out with these the final words. Throughout this year, as He already began, you already, some of you, most of you that came on that service, you had faith going up there. God heard those request before you wrote them. He let you write them because that's called a supplication that we could pray for, right? You pray for your supplication in writing, and of course, voicefully, we can say it to Him. That was your faith moving on the behalf that the Spirit of God put in you, and now He's stirring that faith up. Because if He can get you not to deal with what you've been dealing with and not to quit questioning God, and what He's directing you to do. He opens the door, you shut it. That's because you're afraid. What are you afraid of? You've made it this far. Some of you have made some awesome struggles of life, but here you are. And the enemy will use this just because of what was, but isn't. And that doesn't cause delay. It caused thievery to your future. That is already here today for you to receive. God designed that you get this today. And what He's doing right now, God is not calling you out today just to call you out. Man, thank God He's calling us. Hello? He's calling all His people. Whoever's in church, He's calling them today. Because he's not a respected person. He's calling everyone. And He wants His people to get louder in declaring and declaration or decree it. Speaking to it, come on, with a clear agreement. And what is that? Because you know what mountains are waiting for? Faith that you have. It's waiting. James is going to tell us something. It's waiting for undivided faith. Are you here? James says this in the Gospel of, in his writings. Let me see. Where do I want to start? Let's start with verse number 5, but number 8 is going to be, I'm going to close you with this reading. I'm going to close you right here because I know it's time to go. It says like this on verse number 5. If any of you, say me, say I, lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given. Upbraid it not. It's almost like, don't doubt. Come on. But let him ask in what God has given us a measure of already. You already have it. You coming to church, you're already showing your faith. That was a good thing. Nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the winds and is tossed. For let not that man, woman, person, think that they should receive anything of the Lord. Why? Because a double-minded man, hello, is unstable. I'm going to say, here's what we do. Yeah, this is God's will. Well, I don't know if this is God's will. Oh, this is God's way. Well, I don't know if that's God's way. Well, he said we should. I don't know if we should. But he said that, yes, we can. I don't know if that's, we have the ability to do that. You see what I'm doing? And that's what you do. You constantly warn with that in your head. A double man, a double-minded person is unstable. That's why you can't tell nobody, follow me as I follow Christ. See, I can tell you, follow me. I said, follow me as I follow Christ. Don't look at me. I said, follow me. Because I'm not as perfect as you think I am. Hello. I walk on water. Meaning I trust in the Lord, in His Word. If God said it, I believe it. I just sit back and watch now. I don't let my heart panic because it wants to panic. And we've been tested with panic. We've been tested with anxiety. Come on. But the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. How many know that? Be anxious for nothing. Just do it, what God says. If the door is open, do it. Why are you shutting the door on the Lord? Why do you shut it? Why are you trying to peek what's on the other side? He's not going to show you what's on the other side. When he told Abraham, get up and go. Where? Don't worry about it. Just get up and go. And he became the father of faith. Come on. He became one of the most important ones in the whole scripture writings to us. Prior and new. Come on, are you here? The mountain ain't being removed because God is unwilling. Your mountain's still there. Why? Because it's not God's not unwilling. He wants to move that mountain. It's not moving because my heart's been negotiating with fear. The thief. And I'm going to tell you, I've had to overcome that a long time ago because if not, we would not be in this building because we can't afford to be in this building in the natural. In the natural, say the natural. But I have faith in God. If God gave it, He's not one that's going to take it back. He'll let me give it up. But I put you there. Come on. I'm sending these people. Faith will come alive when you stand up in faith. Come on, somebody, say amen. So let's stand up right now.